Seyyid Hasan Nasrullah was born on August 31, 1960 in Tyre district of Lebanon. After finishing his secondary education and due to the influence of Sayyid Musa Sadr, a well-known scholar who was active in Lebanon, Nasrullah decided to pursue religious sciences. He was able to go to the Hawza in Najaf, Iraq with a recommendation letter as he had been active in religious activities in Lebanon. Once he arrived in Iraq, due to his recommendation letter, Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr made sure that his expenses for his education and housing was taken care of. Nasrullah was taken under the wings of a fellow Lebanese and scholar Sayyid Abbas Musavi. This was the beginning of a close friendship that would last until the martyrdom of Sayyid Musavi by the Zionist entity. Sayyid Musavi was also Sayyid Hassan's main teacher, and he didn't want to disappoint his teacher, and Sayyid Hassan did well with his religious studies. However, due to the changes in political climate in the Saddam Hussein-ruled Iraq, Nasrullah had to escape Iraq prior to being arrested and return to Lebanon. He had wanted to continue with his studies and was able to do so after Hawza was opened in Baalbek by Sayyid Musavi. There he taught as well as continued with his studies. By this time, Sayyid Musavi had assumed the leadership of the resistance group, which would officially become known as Hezbollah. Musavi would give the responsibility of representing him at certain events to Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah. And when Sayyid Hassan asked why, Musavi said to him, "Because you qualify. As for me, my situation will not last long." Sayyid Hassan didn't understand what Sayyid Musavi meant, and it wasn't until on February 16, 1992, when Nasrullah heard that Sayyid Musavi, along with his wife and son, had been martyred, that he realized what Musavi had meant. Though Sayyid Hassan at the time of his friend's martyrdom was only 32 years old, he was elected by the Council of Hezbollah to serve as the new Secretary General of the organization. Nasrullah refused the position, however, the consultative shura asked him to at least take over the organization for 1 year, when the official term of Sayyid Musavi would finish. He accepted it for 1 year, and the rest is history. He was then elected and re-elected to the post. Currently, he is still the Secretary General of Hezbollah. Under his leadership, Hezbollah has become a force to be reckoned with. Hezbollah has been on the front line in its resistance against the Zionist regime. Hezbollah has also taken on an active role in the domestic political scene in Lebanon, with representatives serving in various Lebanese cabinets. Also, Hezbollah has had several of its members serve as parliamentarians. The organization has played critical roles in driving the Zionists out of South Lebanon, as well as its role in the resistance of the Zionist attack during its 2006 war on Lebanon. Hezbollah also played a critical role in helping to rebuild Lebanon after the Israeli onslaught on the country. And in 2013, because of the severity of the situation, Hezbollah entered the Syrian crisis to help protect one of its main partners in the resistance movement. This is as Salafist fighters entered Syria from all over the world in order to overthrow the Bashar Assad government. These fighters committed heinous crimes until Hezbollah made the decision to enter the battle. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah and Hezbollah are committed to their main slogan. "The hand that fights, the hand that builds" is the Hezbollah slogan that sums up the essence of Lebanon's Party of God. One hand to protect the people with arms, if necessary, and the other to improve its living conditions. This is Hezbollah, the Party of God, under the leadership of Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah.